This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 4th of July 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. Today, prepare to be stunned by the simply beautiful vocals of Wise Blood. The American musician, whose real name is Natalie Mering, was a vocalist for Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti Club and was also an experimental rock group Jackie O Motherfucker before setting out on her own. She released her latest solo album, The Innocents, last autumn, and it combines some of the more avant-garde elements of her previous acts with a focused charm that, when paired with her rich vocals, stunned our Monocle audience into silence. From a very enchanting session, here is Wise Blood with Cardamom.
Cardamom princess, meets a cardamom boy. Would you be my toy just for a minute? Joy and the pain with it. Cardamom in my coffee in the morning. Pain from longing. We just met, but I have to confess, I knew you.
I'm joined in the studio by Natalie Mering, aka Wise Blood, who's just played us maybe the most beautiful thing that's ever happened in Studio 2 in Midori House.
Oh, thank you.
You released your record, The Innocents, at the end of last year. What have you been up to since then?
Since then, I've just been touring. I did some North American tours and a European tour, and this is my second time in Europe this year. I did record an EP last month that's coming out in September called Cardamom Times.
And
so I have some music coming out this
year.
One
of the tracks that you played today.
Yeah.
Great. So where have you been playing in Europe so far?
We did a lot of shows in France and Switzerland, and it was my first time going to the Alps, like deep in the Alps. It was absolutely incredible. It's like the most beautiful mountain range I've ever seen.
And do you find that in different places, people react to you differently?
Oh, totally, yeah. Like in Limoges in France, everybody talked during my set. Like nobody was really trying to hang out or listen to the jams. And then I've played a couple other places where a lot of people were coming out to see me and, like, you know, bought merchandise and really excited. So it just really depends, I guess, on what people want to hear. And I had my headband on. I looked like a hippie, and I think that turns people off sometimes.
So you got to choose the right headgear for the location.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, people don't take people with headbands seriously, I've learned on this tour.
Bring to me.
This song is called Bad Magic.
Same, and I must find a new.
Why don't we talk a little bit about The Innocence? What was the recording process like for this record?
It was a really long process. It took almost 2 years to make the record because it was really patchwork and I did a bunch of different things in different places. But the majority of the record was recorded in a really old mansion with no heat during the wintertime with some friends of mine. So we were wearing parkas and gloves with like the fingers cut out and like recording those songs.
And you can kind of feel that in the album. And when I was listening, I felt like it was in some sort of enormous desolate house, maybe.
Yeah, you
can definitely hear that. And whereabouts was it?
That was in Pennsylvania, Narberth, Pennsylvania. It's like outside of Philadelphia.
And you've lived kind of all around America. Do you find there's certain places that influence your sound more than others? Or do you have a certain place in America that you like to be to get the best out of your writing?
You know, that's a really interesting question because I was born on the West Coast and I lived there for half of my life and then I moved to the East Coast. The, you know, deciduous trees in Pennsylvania and the roly-poly, like, farmland hills are really inspiring to me. This song is called Take You There. I'm from Bucks County, which is where the Bernstein Bears are from, if you can imagine, the children's series. So it's incredibly, like, beautiful farm country. But I grew up, you know, near the ocean in Southern California and was a junior lifeguard and spent a lot of time in the ocean. And I live on the beach now, so I'd say the ocean is probably my most inspirational area, but I also love Pennsylvania and I love forests and trees and stuff. You know.
So you can get the most out of wherever you are, really?
Yeah, no, I've done a lot of traveling and I kind of love every climate and I love every place I've ever been.
No one brings me closer to the sun.
You come from maybe sort of more of an experimental rock background, but there's quite a lot of influences in your album, like choral music and folk. How do you bring it all together to make a sort of concise album?
Yeah, it's not always easy because some of those influences are contradictory. Like, you know, I love lush, beautiful music, but I also like dissonance and random sounds and certain things that are very jarring for people. To me, it's something I've been listening to for so long, I don't notice it. Like, to me, The Innocence is very normal, and I'm always surprised when people tell me it sounds interesting or sounds strange or there's sound effects, but really, there's a meeting point for all that stuff where you can harmonize using the atonal sound effects with, like, melodies, and you can kind of use sound effects as instruments, and, like, the harmonic quality of distortion can match the same as, like, you know, a beautiful choral harmony, and they all meet, you know, somewhere in some sonic universe and make something that's, you know, really innovative. That's what I'm trying to do.
Love this fading ocean, no. Losing touch with time, you
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Wise Blood. Her album The Innocents is out now on Mexican Summer Records, and look out for a new EP later on this year. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Holly Fisher. Tune in again next week when we'll be joined by songwriting maestro Chip Taylor. But for the time being, thanks for listening.